My wife is a sex worker. My ex and I met in college. She was the most beautiful girls I had ever seen. She always had a crowd of guys following her around. I had some classes with her over the 4 years, but I never pursued her because, well, all the other guys. One day after class, she asked if I would study with her, and the rest is history. So we married, starting our careers in the same industry, different companies, a male-dominated industry. I found immediate success while she struggled. She changed jobs in the first year. She continued to struggle. In the third year, she became pregnant with our first son. She worked through the pregnancy. A few weeks after giving birth, in a routine physical, her doctor asked to do a biopsy of her cervix. The results came back as precancerous cells were found. The drive advised if we wanted more children to do it as quick as possible, as this will progress and a hysterectomy will be needed eventually. So when she was up to it, she became pregnant again. She gave birth again to a boy, within a year of each other. Afterward, more tests were done and different DRS advised to do the procedure now, as we should not wait. With two babies, still infants, she had her procedure done. She was heartbroken that she was done having children, as we had wanted a large family. She poured herself into being a great mother, and she is. She became a SOM. She took care of everything at home. Meanwhile, my career was moving along. I was offered a position with another company with a large salary bump. Life is good. When the boys went off to school, she volunteered at school and was a fixture there. I should mention that we had close friends we went to school with, A and B. We saw each other often. They started their family about the time we did. They have one son. The families went on vacations together, dinner, outings. We were best of friends. After the son was born, A, the mother, went back to work and is very successful. B had a good job also until about 2001, where his job was eliminated. He struggled to find work in his field, as the economy back then really affected his field. So the decision was he would be a sod while looking for work where we lived, as they did not want to move. The X and B did things together with kids. When the kids were all in school, they still hung out. You can now guess they had an affair. This story I know is long but not over. After about a year of this, hot tax in the am, B asked X if she and I had ever talked about a threesome. It was all fantasy talk with us, as we were still having a great, if not slowing down, sexual relationship. B had a friend he wanted to bring into the bedroom with them. The ex agreed. The day came and this guy C came over to B's house. He took his suit off as X and B got warmed up. So they had their threesome. Afterward, the guy told them that he usually had to pay for tax, so he left a couple $100 bills and asked X if he could have a 1-1 with X. She told him she needed to think about that and B would get back to him. Eventually, C recommended someone else and a business was born. Eventually, B was re-employed and had to leave X on her own. She used a different cell phone. She rented out a storage unit and made it her closet office. She used the money to buy outfits her clientele requested. She even bought a car. She did not want her minivan spotted at a hotel. The guys had to pay for a room at a nice hotel. She kept the car at the storage unit. Everything was in cash. She never brought the money into our lives that I know of. Though we would send the kids to different day camps during summer, she claimed she tightened up our budget to pay for it. She only worked during school hours. She always picked the boys up at school. On a few rare occasions, B would pick them up and keep them until she got home. Our home life never suffered. I admit I was working a ton and moving up the ladder. The weekends were our family time. Tax was generally on the weekends. I thought because of my work life this worked best. Most nights we would cuddle on the couch watching TV. Almost done. 2016 comes along, we have one son in college, the other a senior in HS. I get a call from B. X is in the hospital. He was vague but said she is hurt bad. I rush to the hospital. My wife is hooked to a bunch of machines. They have already cleaned her up and taken her for X-rays. She has a broken jaw, broken nose, fractured orbital bone, possible concussion. She will make it but will be a long road ahead. A police officer was finishing up and left. I of course want to know what happened. She was crying, talking gibberish through her sobs and pain meds. A nurse said I should let her rest. They were moving her to a room soon. She handed me a bag with her clothes. I looked in and asked if these were hers, because she never wears heels and the dress was unfamiliar. The nurse said this is what they brought from the hotel room. So they pushed me out of the room. I called my sons to let them know. Later that night, when the fog of the drugs were wearing off, I got some of the story. She drifted off again. I had my youngest son sit in with her and I called B. Why did he call me? How did he know before me? What's going on? So B came clean about what my wife was up to, leaving out the affair and his involvement. I was devastated. We eventually get her home after surgery on her jaw. The nose would wait. She convalesced at home. As she got stronger, I got the whole story. I called A and told of the affair and B as a pimp. She threw B out. As she got on her feet, I told her we were done. I asked her to move out. She moved in with B. I got the divorce rolling. I am sitting here 5 years divorced. I still love her. It is as if she had died. The grief is unbearable. My boys know what she did. I have not spoken to her since she left. Oh Nate, I really do feel for you. That is really a rotten thing to have gone through. You hate for the things she has done to you but still love her. That is a common feeling I am afraid that a lot of us go through. She would have probably have left you eventually anyway if you think about it. I doubt that it was of anything you could have done or changed. There is no law to say you have to stop loving someone even if they have hurt you. But you need to concentrate on your own life, buddy. You need to build something of your own. I caught my ex cheating 2 months before our wedding. I was an emotional wreck. If she hadn't cheated, I would never have married my now wife. I'm very happy with how things have turned out. I'm very sorry this happened to you. I hope that with more time, you will be able to find someone who will be the partner you deserve. Wow. This story, absolutely heartbreaking. I am so sorry this happened to you. The whole thing is so bizarre, it sounds like a Lifetime movie. I assume one of her Johns beat her up. Incredible that she did this for 10 or more years without incident, without you finding out, without catching something, and without anyone else figuring it out and telling you. B's wife, too, totally in the dark. Unbelievable. This is me assuming your story is true. And this is not the plot of a Lifetime movie I've never seen. What do your sons think of all this? Do they have a relationship with their mother now? Xhat has a small clientele. Each had to be recommended by another client. The thought being, if you recommend someone, they better be nice or you are out. Once B went back to work in a real job, she was on her own. My sons still see her. The amount, I have no idea. So who beat her up and why? It was one of her clients. She had a system where they would request on a certain day and time. She would okay. They then give a room number to a nice hotel. The guy was a regular for a certain day and time but never sent a request, so she took a different client. He sent her the hotel and room number. She ignored it. The next week he did everything right. She showed up. He was mad. They argued, he hit her several times then raped her. I hope the guy was arrested and this wasn't ignored. Despite what she was doing, this shouldn't be tolerated. I would have killed the guy myself if that was my wife. Also curious as to how long this went on and who suggested it. Was it her or the friend B? And was B getting a percentage or was his cut just sexual favors? If somebody did that to my wife, yes, I would kill the guy. However, if in the process of finding out what happened to my wife, I also found out that she'd been cheating on me for years, I think some of the anger towards that guy might be lightened up a bit. He should still go to prison, but at that point she's lost all privileges of having her husband defend her by risking his safety and freedom by murdering some stranger in revenge. Quite frankly, the anger would be redirected at her. That's inexcusable. The shitty thing that happened to her at the end doesn't change that. I feel sorry for you, DKY. The nice people always get hurt and get heartbroken, and women can't feel what she has done and continue her as it's your fault, and you are not the first one I hear wife cheated with multiple men and blame on the man for not paying attention. Women seek adventure, tax and adrenaline. She can do any for it, even putting her child at risk. A lot of adults industry feed the naive girl lie where people do tax but you are doing for money. One of my closest friends become a side hooker and she is happy than ever. We live in a world where good people lose, dead a crush, broken and bad people win. Dude, you need to recover as soon as possible because life is short and you find more negative people. One of my singing has the most toxic environment where he works, but still, he for his family. Don't show any frustration to her boys. Move on. If you don't, you are emotional killing your kids. Don't get her the satisfaction she needs to see. Find another true love. I am sure you are going to find it without any problem. Karma is a BTCH. How did she end up in the hospital? Was she beat up by a client? Sorry, that was something I edited out because of length. Did not realize I did it. From what she told me, one of her regulars never confirmed their appointment, so she did not show. Somehow they confirmed in text and then day of sent room number and hotel. When she got to the next time, they argued about the mix-up. He did text her the room number but she had moved on to someone else. He grabbed her then started to hit her, then raped her. She still had her clothes on. She did not press charges. Holy crap. How could she do this without her conscience kicking her ass? If she hadn't gotten assaulted by a John, you might still be in the dark. She could have given you STDs. Most importantly, you deserved to be happy and have a faithful, loyal wife instead of a betrayer for a friend and a liar for a wife. If I were you, I would have major trust issues. I truly, truly wish you the best. Love, happiness and peace. Man, I read this over again, felt for you. Yes, therapy for you. Worst feeling ever for someone you hate love at the same time. Assume you never really got round why she threw it all away. Money, thrill, attention, perhaps threat from B, etc. I don't know. Assume the likely ends from her. I don't know. Guess she your first. A common trait, either good or bad, is an indefinitely memory that's never going away. Virtual hug for you. Be strong. I don't know if is right to said this trauma will either break or strengthen you up. Either way, please don't live with it to a point affecting your future well-being. Okay. And if happen to bump into her family side, just tell them what happened. Felt, the more you keep it inside, the more harm it does to you. Yes, she broke you, but you ain't down out. May the Lord be with you to have the willpower to free yourself of her sins. Amen. Take care. Nope. I don't feel sorry for her. Not one bit. In my humble opinion, you are the true victim. She just reaped a consequence of her choices. Everyone knows that prosti take a chance on being assaulted and or raped. She gambled and she lost. Really, someone deserves violence because of their employment choices. Okay, sure, nice, ETA, and you did say exactly that, reap the consequences. So no, I don't have a reading comprehension problem, but nice delete. No, she doesn't deserve violence, but she also doesn't deserve sympathy. What she did to OP was horrid in every single way. She betrayed him in the worst way, did it for years, and she put his health at risk in the process and likely put their family at risk. The fact that she was victimized at the end doesn't undo all of the shitty things she did. It's funny, really. I've read a few cheating stories on here where the cheating husband let his cheating ways catch up to him and ended up in the hospital after some angry husband BF beat him to within an inch of his life. Everybody laughed in those situations, said it was karma and he deserved what he got because of what he'd been doing. But here we are, and since the genders are reversed, people all around in this thread are crying for the woman and ignoring all of the crap she did. It does crack me up how differently situations are treated depending on the genders of the people involved. That B is destroyed beautiful family, and your ex is also destroy family. Your sons definitely understand she's an horrible character, but accept as a mother, expose her to family, don't forgive her. She's the worst character in the world. Go to gym, transform your body, that's will give you more confidence and give great positive friendship. Maybe remaining life some angel comes to your life and you live happily with that angel. Move forward, enjoy your life. She's now someone used trash. Man, that's some awful shit that happened to you. I understand why your wife didn't press charges. I sure as hell hope that karma comes around for the sob that caved in the face of the mother of your children. I had a girlfriend who almost identical injuries you described, except a serve concussion from head on collision, both vehicles going 55 mph. A drunk driver crossed the center line, it flattened her car. This was 35 years ago when the cars offered a lot less protection. Nobody who saw the car believed that she survived. The blunt force trauma required to produce those injuries, he would have had to slam her face in a dresser, letting her fall to the floor. Then he must have kicked several field goals with her face continuing on for like a minute after she passed out to cause that amount of damage. What kind of man does that to a woman, after she already down? Edit, it almost makes me pit her. If you left her with only the shirt on her back, I must be a soft touch for a battered woman, as if you take away the beating, I don't pity her so much. Thanks for watching. Consider subscribing for more videos.